Today's daf is Bamitzia daf Lamed Vav. And we got into Hamathkid over Yantif. And now we are going to start on the bottom of Lamed Hey Amed Beis. The Gemara just brought up the case of Reb Zeira. Just in the case of Reb Zeira, where Reb Zeira suggested on Lamed Hey Amed Beis in the middle, Pa'amim Shehabaila Mishalman Kama Paros Tasocher. It's possible sometimes that the owner will pay cows to the one who rented his cow. Right, so how is that possible? So if you remember, the Mishnah's case was, If a person rented out a cow from their friend and then borrowed it out to someone else. But the Reb Zeira spoke about a case, Rashi explained, what if somebody rented a cow, Reuven rented a cow from Shimon, and then Shimon rented a cow from Reuven, and then Shimon lent it back to Reuven for a little less amount of time, and then Reuven rented it back to Levi for a less amount of time, and then he would show it back a fourth time. So twice Zechirus from Reuven to Shimon, and twice Sheela from Shimon to Reuven. So that was the case that Reb Zeira suggested. And Reb Zeira said, if you work out the math in that case, every Sheela and every Zechirus is Mechayiv, another Chiyiv, another cow, and therefore the owner, because the owner is Chayiv, is the Shoel, and he's Chayiv in Sheela, so he's going to have to pay, even though the socher is not going to have to pay. So amazingly, even though he's the owner, he's going to have to pay two cows. That was the shita of Reb Zeira. Rav Achami Difti argued on that, and he said, that can't be. It's the same cow. Talking about the same cow. Can you say there are four different chiyuvim? So you could say it's one, right? That's what he said about 10 lines up. Chada para hi aila va'afka, afka mischiris va'aila l'sheila. So how can you say afka mischiela va'aila l'sheira? So how can you say it's different chiyuvim? Four different cows. It's all the same cow. So the Gemara answers, Amar lei umi isa lapara be'ina, denei melehachi. What do you mean? If the cow was here, that you can say it's all one cow that's being used again and again and again. But here, it's not the same cow, right? It's the cow's not here anymore. Something happened to the cow. So you're already talking about in the world of payments. So if you're in the world of payments, then it's possible to have more than one payment. Every schiris and every she'ela is separate. So that's why the Gemara defends Reb Zeira. But then finally, Mar Baravashi Amar. Mar Baravashi says, no. Ein lo alehen eloshde paros. Really, it's not four, but it's two. Right? It's two cows. Two cows involved in the case where there were four. Again, there was Schirus and then She'ela back to the owner, and then Schirus back to the Socher, and then She'ela back to the owner. So in that case, two cows are owed. Chada de She'ela, the Chada de Schirus. One of She'ela and one of Schirus. Shum She'ela achasi, the Shum Schirus achasi. I mean, you look at both She'elas as one, and you look at I'm a Shoel from you, even though it happened two times, one after another. I look at it as one, and I look at Schirus as one. The She'ela Kani Lagamre, She'ela I'm Kona Lagamre, we'll get back to that later, where Shoel comes up. Shoel, the owner, is Kona it totally. As we know, a Shoel has King as Hishtamshu's rights. If I borrow something, I'm allowed to use it. If I'm allowed to use it, what does that reflect? I wouldn't be able to use it unless for free, I wouldn't be able to use it. Unless I owned it partially. That's why also we mentioned a number of times that Shoel is Chayav Be'onsin. Why is Shoel Chayav Be'onsin? Why? Because he should have prevented it? Of course not. Well, it can't be a flow of the Chayav Shmira. You didn't fulfill your Chayav Shmira, and therefore the earthquake happened. It doesn't make sense, right, to say such a thing. So therefore, it must be the reason Shoel is Chayav Be'onsin is because he's a partial owner. And just like an owner has to bear the brunt of any earthquake that might happen, so too the Shoel does. So that's why the Shoel in this case, Kani Lagamre, and it's an important lashon for Kinyani She'ela, and that's why the owner is going to have to pay, but only one. The Schirus, Avad Ba Yimei Schirusei Umahadir Leilamare, and regarding the Schirus, the owner is going to have to supply the socher with an animal for the days that are left. Remember the case that Rashi quoted yesterday, it was 100 days, 90 days, 80 days, 70 days. Every time they had an agreement, it went down 10 days. So whatever amount of time is left for the time of Schirus, so that is what has to be given back by the owner. The cow has to be given, and that everything is worked out. Period. So we end up rejecting Reb Zeira. We end up accepting Mar Baravashi supports the Shita that says there's only two. There is not four. Okay. Period. Says the Gemara. Amar Reb Yirmiyah. Pa'amim sheshneim b'chatas. Pa'amim sheshneim ba'asham. Pa'amim shasocher b'chatas v'shol ba'asham. Pa'amim shasocher b'asham v'shol b'chatas. What is going on here? Says the Braisa, if you remember the end of Sefer Parshas Vayikra. In the Parshas Vayikra, the whole Sefer Parshas Vayikra deals with different karbanos. The first parak in Vayikra is about a karban ola. The second parak is about a karban mincha. Right? It goes through all the details of a karban mincha. The third parak is about a karban chatos. And the fifth parak, skipping now, the fifth parak is about, first it starts off with a certain type of karban chatos, called an ola v'yored, an up and down karban, which means it was a karban based on financial situation. That is the first part of Perek Hay, and there are specific averos that one brings a karban ola v'yored for. B'nevesh kisechta, says the pasuk, v'shama kol ola, v'eid ora o yada, mo yakiv asav o no. So first avero discussed is if somebody sins and he hears a kol ola, he hears it. Something somebody asked him about a certain edus, and he does not give edus, meaning called shvuas edus. Shvuas edus means if I know testimony for somebody that I can get him money, and I don't testify, I say I know Reuven taps to me and says you owe me $100. You know that Reuven owes me $100, and I deny it with a shvua. That's shvuas edus, and I'm chayav a carbon ola v'yored. Or o nefesh ki tiga b'chol davar tamei. Or if I touch something that's tamei, and I go into the base of Migdash. Oh, you got Tumas Adam. So that's number two. Tumas Mikdash. So what's Chayav Karban Ola V'Yored? Number one is Shvuas Aedus. Number two is Shvuas Mikdash for Kadasha. Number three, Shvuas Bitui. That's going to be the one that's important for us. Oh, Nefesh Ki Shishava Lavati B'Svasayim. Somebody takes a Shvua for no reason. Laharu Lahetiv. Right? I'm going to eat this cookie today. I'm not going to eat this cookie today. I ate this cookie today. I didn't eat this cookie today. What? That's a Shvua. Shvua just, you express something. Bitui. But it's meaningless. Or there are other types of examples. You swear that that a chair is a chair. You swear that a chair is a tree, right? You swear so you shvuas sheker, shvuas bitui. All these are just nonsensical or unneeded shvuas. All of those is chayav a karban ola v'yored. Okay, so what is a karban ola v'yored? If depending on your financial situation, if you have enough money, then you bring a kispa, o izim, or a goat, v'im lo tagiyah yado, they said, if you can't bring that as a karban chatas, you bring shtei torim u'shnei b'nei yonah, echal olav al chatas, and then you bring that as an ola yored. And if you can't afford even the birds, then you bring flour. That is the beginning of parakeh, but what's important for us is one of the averas that you're chayav a karban ola yored for, which argamar calls chatas, is shvuas bitui. Just a stam is shvua for no reason. The second half of Parakei is about carbon asham, which we know there are five situations of a carbon asham. Right? We say it in Ezeel Makaman every morning. When do you chayav a carbon asham? Asham gezelos. What's asham gezelos? It's where I have a certain amount. I have something of yours. I have money of yours. I have an object of yours. Anything I have of yours, I have a mitzia of yours, and I deny having it, and I swear I don't have it, and then I admit to it. That's called shvuas asham gezelos. You stole with your shvua, and therefore you chayav a karban asham. That's asham gezelos, asham meilos, you violate meilos, asham shivcha harufa. There are five different asham tali, is where you're not sure whether you did an avera. Specific averos, the mefarshim on the film is trying to figure out why these averos are singled out than all other averos you chayav a regular karban chatas. These specific averos you chayav an asham. Asham costs more. Right, different halachas between asham and chatas. But either way, one of them that we just mentioned for asham is where you swear, and by swearing you cause somebody a loss of money. I swear I don't have the object of yours, and it ends up that I have an object of yours. So those are the two types of shvuas that this gemara is talking about. One type of shvuah you're chayav a chatas for, and really an olav yored, but a chatas for, and that is shvuas bitui, where you just swear and it's meaningless. It doesn't change the fact whether you're chayav or pater. The other type of shvuah is shvuas asham gezelos, where you swear, and that's going to try to cause the guy a loss. So that's what this braisa is discussing. There are sometimes, going back to our case of the Mishnah. What's our case of the Mishnah? I rent out Shimon rents out a cow from Reuven, and then he lends it out to somebody else. Three people: Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. There's a shoal and there's a socher, and then something happens. So says the braisa, the last line. Rabbi Yirmiyah said sometimes both of them will be chayav achatas, meaning both of them will take a shvua that does not affect their chiyav and ptur. That's the chatas that we're talking about, olav yored. Sometimes they'll both be chayav and asham. Asham means that an asham gezelos, because it affected their chiyav and ptur, they were trying to pater themselves. Sometimes one will be chayav achatas, one will be chayav an asham, and sometimes vice versa. So one other note, the Chafetz Chaim notes on that pasuk, interesting concept of olav yored. Do we ever have that in life in any other mitzvahs? Any other mitzvahs? Oh, if you're very rich, then you have to bring this. You have to shake this lulav. And if not, you got to shake this lulav. And if really, really not, you could be get suffice with whoever ever have that. But the Chafetz Chaim says, at least once the Torah says it to teach us the lesson. HaTorah chasa la'ani shegam hu yimsa kapar al cheto. The Torah wants to teach us that an ani wants to give the option, and even an ani can get kapar on his chate. But staka shanu chayev masiz biyameinu. Also, even in our day, we all have a chiyuv to give staka, right? And we don't have like we don't have the base of Migdash. What's the halacha? Mikimet shekain, as the halacha is, ein ha'ashir yachol lifter atasu b'tshuvas ani. Right? If a rich person brings birds, he doesn't fulfill his obligation. If a semi-poor person brings flour, he doesn't fulfill his obligation. We each have a chiyuv of tzedakah based on our financial bracket. And therefore, we have to make sure we fulfill that. Rak olav laseis kafiyah brachol kafiyah yecholas. Whatever, right, whatever we, whatever abilities we have to fulfill. And he notes the quotes on the bottom, and also Rabbi Simon in the Sefer Dimrei Baruch expands upon this. It goes with any talent. If we have the talent of an usher in a certain area, we're rich in a certain area, we're rich in wisdom, we're rich in... We're in any ability of organization, and we don't use those abilities for Avodas Hashem to the fullest extent, to be a Kiddush Hashem in every area of work, so then I'm not fulfilling what I'm supposed to do. I was given a charge by HaKadosh Baruch for all these talents, and I don't use it. So that is why it wouldn't be fulfilling. Then he quotes from Rav Soloveitchik. I saw this in the past between the Felicia Arim, but he quotes from Rav Soloveitchik in the Nefesh HaRav, what Rav Shachter quotes, and that is, right, we say in the Ilah, say, Ne'il Hashem, save us and help us out. The first line we say in the first two paragraphs that we say by Ne'ilah. The question is, out of all the averos that we could testify about, that, you know, why help us out from Oshek. Oshek is a form of Gezel. Hashem, we steal too much. We steal too much. That's what we have to do in Ne'ilah. How about Lashon Hara? How about Dafka stealing? So says Rav Soloveitchik, and I saw it in the Shem of Flushi Arim also, if we ever don't use all of our talents for what's appropriate, that's stealing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us talents, gave us wisdom, gave us riches, gave us anything. Everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we don't use that for proper Avodas Hashem, so then that's stealing. And that's what we say, Nachlam Eshek Yadenu really includes every Avera. That's what the Shemin HaTov has, maybe that's what it means, that the Gemara Din of the Gedora Mabul was Nechtam ala Gezel. Why Gezel? Out of all the Averis? Maybe it means Gezel literally. But it also might mean all Averis, because all Averis are really a form of Gezel. Okay, let's get back to our Gemara. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, there are four cases. In the case of Shoal and Socher, somebody rents out an animal and then hires it out and then lends it out. So sometimes they're both chayav the same carbon, and sometimes they're both chayav different carbonis. So HaKetzad, third line, says the Gemara, Laman Vav Man Aleph. HaKetzad, Kafiras Mamon Asham. Whenever there's a denial of money, meaning whenever the shvua involved is going to cause the guy a loss, asham. And you have an asham, but an asham gzelos. Bitui svasayim, if it's just an expression, meaning shvua is bitui, chatos, then you have a chatos. Or is a question, I'll just leave it as a question now, you can look it up in the Mefarshim. The Olav Yored, right, if you do one of these averos, you have a chatos. What if you're poorer, you have to bring birds, you bring one chatos and one ola. And if you're really poor, you bring a mincha, which is a chatos. So in the middle one, you bring two birds. Why two birds? One chatas, one ola. Just bring a chatas. It's all about a carbon chatas. So you bring chatas, chatas ola, chatas. So what's the ola bird doing there? Let me first talk about it. Anyway, so now the Gemara explains. Pa'amim sheshneim b'chatas. What's the case that they both bring a carbon chatas? Kigon shemesa kedarka. Remember the case. Shimon rented out the animal, and then Levi borrowed it from Shimon. So kigon shemesa kedarka. Really, the animal died normally. Mesa Kadarka, the animal died normally. The Amrunensa, but they both swear that it died as a Ibaones. Died of Ones. Some big, large object fell on top of the animal and killed it. Right? So it died of Ones, but really it died Kadarka. So, Socher, the Benkach, Uvenkach, Miftar, Patur. The Socher that would have been Patur anyway, even if it had died Kadarka. Right? The Socher is Patur from Onsen. So, Bechatas. So, therefore, swearing that an Ones occurred is meaningless. Just Stam Shvua, that doesn't have any effect on his chiyuv. He's going to be pater anyway. He's pater if he had sworn truthfully also. So, bechatos. So he has to bring a chatos, because that's a shvua's bitui. Shoel, the vegach vegach yuve mechayiv, the shoel is going to be chayiv either way. If the shoel had sworn truthfully, that it died normally, and if the shoel had what he did swear, that it was ones, he's chayiv anyway. So, bechatos. That's a case where they're both chayiv chatos, because both of their shvuas are meaningless. Sometimes they both bring a carbon asham where both their shvuas are trying to get them out of something. Kigon shenignava, where it was stolen. What if it was stolen? V'yamru meisamachas malacha, and they swear that it died during its work. Right? We know those were one of the two cases that even a shoel is potter. Meisa machmas malacha. The travayu kakafri mamona. Both those cases, both of them are denying money. Why? Because if it meisa machmas malacha, even the shoel is going to be potter. But really, it was stolen. See, even the socher is going to be chayef. Right, because a socher is like a shomer socher, it's chayving a neve v'aveda. So in that case, kavri mamona to hamachayvi v'kapatri nafshayu. They're trying to pater themselves. That's a case where both would be chayv a karban asha. The Ritva just notes. Ritva asks, why isn't this a kfiras mamon in the first case? While we say it's the shu is meaningless, but their denial wouldn't. What about the or and the nevela? If they say an ones occurred instead of saying that it died normally, and here it is. So isn't that still causing a loss of the skin and the carcass? Still causing the guy a loss. So it can't be totally, it's not a totally meaningless shvua. So the Ritva gives a couple of answers. Why is it that that's not causing a loss? Either he says, maybe it's not worth a shavar pruta. So even if it's worth something, how much is the dead animal worth? So we would have thought it's worth at least a shavar pruta. Maybe it's that kind of case. It's not even worth a shavar pruta, and that's not called a kfiras mamon. Or maybe they say, right after it died naturally, it like got lost. You have to give some type of ukimta. Or number three is maybe he gives it back. He gives back the or the nevela. You got to figure out a way that it would be a meaningless shvua's bitoy. Because if there's any way that it has some effect of ptur, so then it's ready to get into the world of asha. So that's the important hara of the ritva. So says the gemara. So we figured out the first two cases. They're both chayav and asha, and both chayav chatas. Next case. Socher, by the 10th line. Socher b'chatas v'shol b'asham. What's the case where a socher would be chayv b'chatas because his shvua was meaningless, and a shoel is chayv b'asham because it's preventing chiyuv? Kigon. Shemeisa kedarka. It died normally. V'amru meisa machmas malacha. And excuse me, they said it died during its work. So socher debengach v'engach miftar patur. A socher who would be patur anyway. Both of these, the truth and what he swore, he's still pater. So chayv b'chatas, he's chayv b'chatas in that case because the shvua is meaningless. Shoel d'mechayev b'meisa kedarka. A shoel though is chayev if it died normally, if it stam died. V'kapader nafshi b'meisa b'achmas b'lacha. But he paters himself by saying it died during its work b'asham. So the shoel's shvua has two effects, and therefore he's going to be chayev a karben asham. And what about the opposite case? Socher ba'asham mishol b'chatas kegon she nignava v'amru meisa kedarka. What happens if it was stolen? It was stolen. So if it was stolen, really they're both going to be chayev. Both should be chayev. V'amru meisa kedarka, but they said it died normally. So socher hu d'mechayev b'gneiv aveda. A socher was like a shomer socher. He's chayev b'gneiv aveda. So his shvua v'kapatur nafshi b'meisa kedarka. So his shvua has effects. He's trying to pater himself ba'asham. He has to bring an asham gzelos. Shoel d'benkach u'benkach chiyuve mechayev b'chatas. A shoel that's benkach u'benkach yichayev, so it doesn't matter whether he told the truth or he swore, he's going to be chayev b'chatas. Again, it's very important to know which type of carbon you have to bring. First of all, to know which carbon. You know, each carbon has different halachas. Or, let's say there's a suffix in any of these cases. Or there's a machlokas tanoim. We know that when do you bring an asham talui? Asham tali, a hanging asham. And asham tali is always broad. When you do an aveira, you're not sure if you did an aveira. That's chayev b'chatas. You're not sure if you did not. There is, you bring an Asham Tali. The Gemara says, Lahagain mina Yisurin. Right? To kind of prevent any Yisurin that I would have to go through. If I ever figure out that I vadai did the Aveira, I have to bring another Chatas. Asham Tali is not good enough to save me from a Vadai. Right? It's only from a Safek. But there's a Machlokas Tanam. What if I did an Asham Aveira that I'm not sure about? So I bring an Asham Tali there. So that's a machlokas tanaim. So another nafkamina, whether you know if you did an achatas or an asham, whether it's asham talu that is shaykh.
Are these cases where afterwards he's mota or agent or it doesn't matter?
Are these cases where he is, could be there, I think shvua is bitwis even if there are edim. Shvua is bitwis even if there are edim. We know by asham me'il, right, some of the ashamos, there's chomish involved, but there's certain halachas that have make a difference whether you're mota or not. But shvua is bitwis, I'm pretty sure that's just even as long as edim come.
The problem with Bitu is not that he's making a shvua that he's not supposed to, it's that he's lying in the shvua.
No, he's making a shvua. Yes.
He still has to make a shvua.
He has to make a shvua.
Anyway.
Right, he's making a false shvua.
Instead, he's just changing the shvua.
He's changing the shvua, no, and it's meaningless, and it's not helping. It's lamal of lamorid. He's making a shvua that there's no point to, and therefore, it's just like swearing like a tree is a tree.
So he still satisfies the owner.
Like a tree is a tree.
What?
He still satisfies the owner with the shvua.
He satisfies the owner, but it come out that he lied. I mean, he satisfied, in some cases, he satisfied the owner, but it wouldn't have changed if he had sworn for the truth.
Right, that's someone to be to it.
Right, okay. So those are the cases. So Gemara says, one second, Mike Kamashmalan, what's this whole chiddush of the best 20 lines? We can read Parshas Vayikra. right? Maybe we would say no. You have to pay a chayiv shvuah test. But if we were to read parshas Vayikra, this is logical. Every time you're denying money, then you're chayiv shvuah. And if not, you have a chatos. So Michael Ashelon. So Afukim Yidur Biyami. It's going against Rabbi Yami Dummer, who says, "Kol Shvua Shadayan and Mashbiin Osa Ain Chayav and Alamishum Shvua's Bitui." Oh, Rav Ami has a chiddush. Rav Ami says Shvua's Bitui is only if I make a Shvua myself. I go up to somebody and I say, "I swear, da da da." But if Bezin is ever Machayev me a Shvua, then that's not Shvua's Bitui. Shvua's Bitui means you have to express it yourself. Shneimer, as the pasuk says, "Ol Nefesh Ki Sishava Levati Bisvasayim." So this Bryce is going against Rabbi Yami. And even if Bezin is b'chayiv you, is mashbiya you, then you're still going to be chayiv. Period. Here we go. Itmar. Now we get into the sugya of Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer. Right? Babakamu Yud Aleph, Babmetzia Lamed Vav. These are the two sugyas in Shas, where the major sugyas where Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer comes up. Here we go. Itmar Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer. One Shomer gives it to another Shomer. Right, Reuven is watching something, and obviously this is going to connect to our Mishnah. Reuven's watching something, he gives it to Shimon. Pashtus, without permission. Without permission. Reuven gives it to Shimon. Shomer gives it to a Shomer. So what's the halacha? Machlokas. It's interesting, the Baba Kama has different players, same dinim, same machlokas, but there's different players who say it. So Rav Amar Pater, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv. Rav says, the first Shomer is Pater, and Rabbi Yochanan says, the first Shomer is Chayiv, he did something wrong. So let's read the explanation and then we'll come back to it. Amar Abaya, Litai Midarav, according to Rav who says Pater, Lo mi boi shomer chinim shemasal shomer sachar. Not only is he Pater if he went up in Shmira, if he was a shomer chinim and he gave it to a shomer sachar, the iluye alye lishmiraso. He did something better for the owner. You would think that, you know, I gave it to a shomer sachar, now he has more responsibility to watch it. So not only there is he Pater, Ela afilu shomer sachar shemasal shomer chinam. Even the opposite. Even if he was a shomer sachar, Reuven was a shomer sachar, and he gave it to Shimon, who was a shomer chinam. To girue gara l'shmiraso, even though he now, the person watching it has less responsibility, still Pater. Still in that case, Rav holds Pater. My taima, why? To hamasra leben das. He gave it to a person, a ben das, who should be able to watch it. If the guy didn't, so it's not my fault, says the Shomer Rishon. I gave it to a guy who should be able to watch it. Masra leben das. And therefore, if something happened to it, it's not my fault. That is number one. Continuing. Ulu taima to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan who says, Chayiv, by the way, is what we paskin. Rabbi says Chayiv. Lo mi boi shomer sachar shemasal shomer chinam. Not only if you went down in Shmira, to giru yegaru l'shmiraso. Not only if you went down in Shmira, where you might say it makes sense that the guy's going to, first shomer isha is going to be Chayiv. El afilu shomer chinam shemasal shomer sachar. Even if you went up in responsibility, to giru yegaru l'shmiraso the Chayiv. Even if you go up in Shmira, still Chayiv. Why? So interesting, keep in mind, the Gemara is going to have two svaras for the mandamar Chayiv. Now we're going to have one. To amalei, ein ritzoni shei pikdoni biyad acher. The owner could say, I don't care that you went up in Shmira. I don't want the other guy to have it. I gave it to you. I gave it to you specifically. You're going to give it to somebody else? I didn't want him to do it. Right? This reminds us, again, that there are parallel sugyas somewhat. But it reminds us a little bit of what we discussed in Gittin a few times. Mili lo mimsuri l'shliach. It's not the same case. He has an object involved. But again, the powers of a first person who got instructions giving it to a second person. There is about a shliach. Can a shliach make another shliach? But here, it's about a shomer. Can one shomer make another shomer? So this is the sugya of shomer, shemasal, shomer, chayiv, or pater. Just first one little point and then one larger point. And that is Rav holds pater. Tosas points out in Dibur Maskil Rav that even Rav is only a halacha b'dieved. Rav doesn't say l'chadchila, the shomer could go and give it to somebody else if he wants to. Rav says pater, that means if you did it. If you did it, you're going to be pater. Because Rav says, because if you look in the Maseches Gittin in the third parak, if the husband gives a get to a shliach to give to his wife, so then the svar could be lo yishalchanu biyad acher. The shliach cannot choose just to send it to somebody else. So as it says, Rav agrees to that. But that's l'chadchila, and this is b'dieved. Avagav da'asr l'avkido biyad acher mikar makom b'shulakach enu chayav lefrawa. And I saw on the notes of the one of the mefarshim. It says, the Rashban Gittin seems to disagree, because Rashban Gittin seems to say it's a din and get. A get specifically the Baal is makbid on, but you know, anything else, maybe Rav would say even l'chadchila you could give it over. But the Rashba here says Beferish not that way. So I don't know if that note didn't see the Rashba, but the Rashba here Beferish says exactly like Tosfos. Exactly like Tosfos, that it means only in a bidi evid way. Does that Lameim Rashi Mutter Even b'dieved, you're stuck, you're a gazlan, and you shouldn't have done it. Okay, that is point number one, that most Rishonim seem to say is a din b'dieved. Number two, let's first talk about the Manda Amar Pater, and then on the base we'll talk about the Manda Amar Chayah. Shomer Samasal Shomer is Pater. If I'm a Shomer Rishon, I give it to a Shomer Shini, I'm Pater. What exactly does that mean, I'm Pater? Three Shitas in the Rishonim. Just Pashas, what does the words mean? Rashi says, here and above a comma, to underline it, Rav Amar Pater, as Rav Goldberg had yesterday, he would say, Kedai Simkav. He didn't say it because it was Yontif, Shabbos, whatever it was. Right, so Rav Amar Pater, Mikol Mashahoya Niftar, Im Shamra Hu Atzmo. You know what Rashi says Pater means? Rashi Pater means you don't accept any new responsibilities. That's what Pater means. The first Shomer is Pater, that doesn't mean he's Pater. Whatever he was chayiv in beforehand, he's still chayiv in. He doesn't accept any new responsibilities. Mikol Mashahoya Niftar, Im Shamra Hu Atzmo. So that is what Rashi says. Exactly why does he say this? Other Gemaras have to be worked out, but that's Shitas Rashi. That is not what Rav Poskim say. The Ritva and the Meiri here quote a Deya that says the other extreme of Rashi. He is Pater totally. If I give it to a Bendas, Maskul Bendas, I'm Pater. Even if he's Posheya. That's this Deya. Yesh Shepiresh Degara Lagamre Shilu Nignava O Nevda Hari Arishon Gamkin Pater. Even if I'm a Shomer Sachar, and I get it stolen from the second, I'm Pater. I gave it to a Bandas. That's a Deya in the Ritva, and the Deya in the Meiri, Ritva here in Meiri and Baba Kama. The third Deya, which Rov Rishonim hold, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, and others, say, no, what does it mean? If something happens that you are responsible for, I'll read it to you. The Rashba says, if he was not Mema'it Bishmiraso, let's say equal or more, then he's Pater Lagamre. If he wasn't Mema'it, it's the second guy's fault. But if he was Mema'it Bishmira, so if he lessened it, if he lessened the Shmira, then he's going to be responsible for what he was responsible for before. That is what the Rashba and the Ritva and the Ran all say. Meaning a middle type of Shita. The question is, what's the svara behind all of these Shitas? Pata Lagamre, Chayiv even more. So the way the Achronim say it, it's really Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is the one that got the ball rolling. And really, it's so for Reb Chaim. But what's the lum that's a Shomer Shemassel Shomer? The question is, if I'm a Shomer, and then I give up the object, do I have the ability to remove my shame Shomer? To be Masalik shame Shomer? Do I have that ability? Or not? So Reb Chaim suggests, maybe that's the Machloka, Shomer Shemassel Shomer Chayiv or Pater. Shomer Shemassel Shomer Pater, what does that mean? It means, I'm a Shomer, but I have the ability to remove my shame Shomer, and I make you a Shomer. I have that ability in Halacha. Yacho bazel lehistalig me'ikr chiyiv shmir shalo u'bitel din Shomer shalo lagamrei. O Nema, or no, we say it is a Vadai, the Kimach and Nichnas Bishmira, Shuv Eno Yachol Osalik Mizeh. Or the other man that says, no, of course not. Once you're a Shomer, you're a Shomer. Verakiva de Yov Le Lagavar Bachari Koi, Al Karcha Mifter Bahachi. You're always a Shomer. You're a Shomer. And even if it's somebody else, you're still a Shomer. Is that, you don't have to just boil down, go down to a Chiv Shmira. So that is the Machlok of Shomer Shemuzel Shomer Chayav Repatur according to Reb Chaim. But one could suggest, even within the Manda Amar, Shomer Shemuzel Shomer Patur, maybe that's good for the Machlokas. There's a machlokas whether they can remove that. According to the Deya in the Ritva, that your Pater Lagamre, so maybe that's removal of a shame Shomer. Rashi, who has a very limited view of Ptur, or the other Shitas that have a middle approach, so maybe they all know. Maybe in some cases you can. If you weren't Mema'id Bishmiraso, you can remove your shame Shomer. If you were Mema'id Bishmiraso, you cannot use your shame Shomer. You've got to work out all the details, but that's the issue. That's the issue in Shomer Samashal Shomer, whether you're Chayef or Pater. It's one ha'ara of Meir Simcha has here, and that is all the Rishonim say, if you weren't Mema'it Bishmiraso, then you could say you're Pater Lagamre, right? Well, the middle approach, if you weren't Mema'it Bishmiraso. Because you could say, I gave it to somebody who's responsible. So the Meir Simcha is medayik from all the Lashonos, it's only if you gave it to somebody who has the wherewithal to pay. You gave it to somebody who has the money. And then, maybe he got poor, maybe he went to Medina Sayyam, that's the language of the Rishonim. But when you gave it to somebody, you didn't have enough money at all at that time, then you can't say, Nusel Ben Das, and I gave it to somebody who could pay. All right, so he just has that ha'ara for that shita. Okay, let's go vayter. As you can tell, there's a lot more about Shomer Shemuzel Shomer. Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, Hadarav, lav beferish itvar el machlala. Right, Rav Shita, that Shomer Shemuzel Shomer is Pater. He never said it explicitly. He never gave a shir on Shomer Shemuzel Shomer. And therefore, right, he announced Pater. Right, it was behavior of Rav, and the Talmidim guessed what happened. Right, like the famous story of Ramosha. Ramosha was at a bris, and he picked up Tropicana, and he put it down. Everybody's like, oh, Ramosha doesn't drink Tropicana. Well, Ramosha doesn't drink Tropicana. And they went up to Ramosha, like, what's the matter with Tropicana? He's like, it was empty. Right? So they said, oh, that's how the story started, right? That's exactly like a Michlala Itmar. The Gemara says many times, someone didn't give a share in it, so Talmidim a lot of times make mistakes. So here too, when Rav says Shomar Smol Shomar Pater, he never said it, never gave a share on it. It was just that they figured it out based on a story. What story? There were a bunch of gardeners that every day they gave their hose or their rakes to a certain older woman. They gave right. It was a schlep to bring it back from the fields. So they dropped off their rakes by this woman. One time, instead, they gave their rakes to one of the group. They didn't give it to the older the safta. They gave it to one of the group. Shama kalabehilula. But all of a sudden, he hears there's a wedding going on down the street. He's like, hey, I want to go. Right, we spoke about smorgasbords on Yantif. Yeah, I want to go to the wedding. Nafak azul afkedinu lagabe the hisafta. So what did he do? He gave the rakes to the safta, and he went to the wedding. Right, so the azav azav ignami rayu, and all of a sudden, what happened? Oh, that day, they were stolen. They were stolen from the safta's house. So azav kami de rav, and what happened? So the other people say, "Hey, you were responsible." And he says, "What do you mean? I gave it to the safta." So they came in front of Rav u patre, and Rav said, "He's pater." So why? Rav didn't explain. They just saw that I was the din Torah. So man de chaza savar the tamidim who saw thought mishum shomer shemaskel shomer pater. They thought because Rav holds shomer shemaskel shomer is pater. Right, that the shomer, the one guy who was watching it, gave it to the safta. So that's why he putters. That's why they thought Rav Shita was putter. Vilohi, but really the Talmud made a mistake. Shiny hasam. Why did Rav say putter there? Because that case is different. To call Yomanami inu gufayu gabata he safta havi mifkadiluhu. Because that safta, they gave it to her every day. It wasn't stama, just a shomer. That was somebody that they gave to every day. If this is somebody that you always give to, so then we could assume that you would agree that it is okay. Period. Very important Rambam here. The Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchas Schiris. I'll give you a pen if you want. Right? Says the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Schiris. Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet in the context of Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer. He quotes our Gemara. Lefichach. Two important points of the Rambam. Lefichach. Im haya derech ha-bailam ha-hafkid tamid davar za'eitz la-shomer sheni. If the bailam always, the language of the Rambam, lef-hafkid tamid davar za'eitz la-sokar sheni, haray shomer ishtem patim il-shalem. Right? If they always give it over, pater. How literally do we take tamid? That's the Shaila. So the Kesef Mishnah here quotes a tshuva of the Mari Vayo, that if there's a case of Leia, im Leia, hamina lo chada zimna, o tre zimni, dilma lefamim, hamina lo be'emes. I'm sorry, what if two or three times? What if it's two or three? I've given it to this person two or three times. Is that enough? So the Mari Vayo says, no. Even the lo ashkechan shehorgala tadir, matzia leia lamitan, ein ritzoni. V'chein mashbi b'lashan Rambam. Because the Rambam quotes, tamid. What does tamid mean? Always. That's more than two or three times. It means like every day, says the Mari Vayel. Says the Kesef Mishnah. Come on! What's the Gvul? That's the Mari Vayel. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Vein Dvarim Nirinli. What do you mean? Even if a few times. What's the Svara? Because we know that this guy is a trustworthy person to the other guy. Right? So that, even a few times, that's good enough. He says, V'od, according to the Mari Vayel, what if he gave it to him Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday? That's not Tamid. What's the cutoff point? Tamid, what is every single day of their life? It can't mean literally. You have to say it's Elavada, the Tamid Naka Rabbeinu Lishna the Gemara. It just quotes our Gemara, where our Gemara seemed to say that they always give it to the person. Why does it say Tamid? The Efshar Denakit Tamid Laafuke says the Kesef Mishnah. Maybe he says Tamid for one of two reasons. Either maybe Tamid because to be Laafuke if he gave it to them Bishas Chirim. Let's say there's like an emergency going on. There's some case where like you're just throwing yourself, just take it from me. Where under normal circumstances you wouldn't give it. So that's not called giving. That's not called giving. Maybe that's what Tamid is excluding. Or we say Tamid excludes if he gave it to someone and then that person's situation changed. Maybe he became very poor. Maybe he like got arrested between the case. So there, you can't say the exact same situation. Either way, that is important point number one of the Rambam. The Rambam uses the word Tamid. What does Tamid mean? The second point of the Rambam is this whole svara that you're always pater if you give it to somebody who the guy normally gives it to does not work if you are mimai bishmiraso. Meaning, if you're a shomer sachar and you give it to a shomer chinam, even if that shomer chinam is always the shomer of the owner, so the Rambam yechayiv in that case. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is only talking about a case where you were not mamayik shmirah, so that is a major machlokas rishonim. The Rabbi is other rishonim quoted the Beis Yosef because other rishonim. What do you mean? If you always, who cares who it is? If it's a guy that the guy that the owner always quotes, it should be even if you are mamayik shmirah. So either way, that is an important machlokas. We'll come back to it at the end if we have time. But no, the machlokas that schiris alav dalad. Says the Gemara, Yosef, Rabbi Ami v'kamal l'hashmaitza. Rabbi Ami was sitting and said over this sugya of shomer shmos l'shom. Mer eis v'rabba bar mamal Rabbi Ami. So he said to Rabbi Ami, so our Mishnah, hasocha bar mechaber Rabbi Shilol la'achar. V'meisa kedarka. What's our case? Right, you have a renter and then you have a borrower and then it died normally. What does our Mishnah say according to the Tanna Kama? Yishava hasocher shemeisa kedarka. The socher swears that it died normally and therefore the socher is pater. V'ashol mishalam isocher. So then the owner gets nothing. The socher gets the animal. Amazing halacha. That's why Rabbi Yossi yesterday couldn't believe it. Rabbi Yossi says, can't be. Can't be, as Mark learned with you. The Yemisa, and if it's true that we pass when Shomer Shemosel Shomer is chayiv, that's against our Mishnah. So you should say, he should be able to say, the owner should be able to say, I didn't want you to give it to anybody. So what that you're a socher and he's a shoel? I didn't want you to give it. So therefore you should be chayiv right away. Why is the socher pater? So Amar Lai, Hachamai Eskinam, B'shanasin Lo, Rishus Lahashil, Habayilim Rishus Lahashil. Our Mishnah must be talking about a case where the Bailam gave Rishus for the Socher to be Mashalit. Ihachi, the Bailam Bailish Lumhe. If that's true, then the Shoel really has a connection to the owner. It shouldn't be that the Shoel is Chayef to the Socher and the Socher is now Pater. If the original owner gave Rishus, so he should have to pay the Maskir, the owner. Damar Lai Ladaitacha. No, it's like a middle ground. He said, you, if you want to give it, you can give it. He gives him permission, but it doesn't really say it's from me. So that's why it's a middle ground. So that's no kasha from our Mishnah. Must remember the next case. Kasha on which one of the sheetas. Hamafkin Mos is a chaveiro. If I give you money to watch, Sraran Vishin Lachorav, and let's say you put it in a bag and you put it in your knapsack. Right? If you have it in your knapsack on the subway, is that responsible? Right? We're all standing next to each other, and then it's on your back. Not responsible. Right, even if it's in a bag, lachora, but it's behind you. Or let's say somebody gave me money to watch, and I gave it to my son who's a katan, and Bito, the daughter who's a katan, the noah b'fneim shalom karoi, and then I locked the door. Today is here in the Rishonim. Does this mean I closed the door in front of the children inappropriately, that they could get out? Or it's a third case. It's a third case. I left it somewhere, and I didn't lock the door properly. Either way, chayiv. In all these cases, you're chayiv, shloshama kederech hashomrim, because you didn't guard it properly. Right, you didn't guard it properly, so therefore you're going to be chayiv. Taima dektanim, so we're medayik. The only reason that it's a problem is if I gave it to children. That's why I'm going to be chayiv. Hagdolim. But if I gave it to a gadol child, pater, I would be pater. So, meaning, shomer, shemassel, shomer would be pater. Amai, name aleim, and sonashim, don't be adacher. What do you mean? Why don't you say chayiv? Because the owner could say, I didn't want this with somebody else. Raya to the mandamar pater. Amar Rava, answers Rava, no. Kala mafkid, al das ishto banav hu mafkid. When you give it to a shomer, it's understood that he might give it to the responsible people in his family also. So therefore, there's no responsibility. Amri Nahardoi, dekanami. Nahardoi says it's even meduyuk in the Braisa that shomer smasal shomer in general is going to be chayiv. Why? Diktani, oshamasun labano bitok tanim chayiv. What did the Braisa say? You gave it to your children, you're chayiv. But if he gave it to older children, be pater. The Rashi didn't even talk about anybody else. Others, not related to you, right? It sounds like anybody else, even gedolim would be chayiv. Because if not, just say ketanim stama. Well, that's saying your children. Shema mina. That's how you know from there that it's only, it's a raya can fit into the manda amar, shomer smasla shomer is chayiv. Fine. Amar Rava, Hilchasa, what do we paskin? Shomer Shemas L'Shomer, Chayiv. We paskin Chayiv like Rabbi Yochanan said. Lo mi boy, Shomer Shemas L'Shomer Chinim, Degri, Gari L'Shmirasa, Elafila Shomer Chinim, Shemas L'Shomer Sacha Chayiv. Right? Even if you go up in Shmira, you're still Chayiv. My Taima, here we go. Second Svara. Amar Aleph, we had one Svara, Ein Ritzoni, Shebik Dona Biar Acher. Here, the Gemara for some reason gives another Svara. The Rishonim discuss which is the Iker one. To Amar Lei, At Mehemet Libeshvua, Heich lo mehemen li b'shvua. I believe you with a shvua. I don't believe him. I don't believe the other guy. I gave it to you because I trust you. I don't trust the other guy. I trust the other guy. And therefore, you had no right to, I don't have to believe the other person. What's the difference between the two reasons? First reason is, I didn't want you to give it to him. Or the second one is, I don't trust him. So it sounds like, when did you do something wrong? What's the shas chiyuv? Ein Ritzoni, the first reason, is that the moment that you gave it to him, the moment that you gave it to him, you already did something wrong. I didn't want the other guy to have it. The second reason is saying that you could give it to him, but I'm not going to trust him. So it sounds like when he comes to make a shvua, tough luck, you have to pay for it. So it sounds like the mesira wasn't the problem according to the first reason, but the shas ha-onis, the shas ha-tfiya, that's going to be the problem. Again, there are various nafkamina between these two reasons. Tosis of Baba Kama says, what if the second guy is the gadol hador? What if he's the most neman person? So again, according to the first reason, it doesn't matter. I don't want the other guy to have it. Aim ritzoni, he's going to be at acher. But the second reason of, I don't believe him with a shvua, what do you, the whole world believes him with a shvua. Right? Or it's Rebel Yashiv. Right? So therefore, maybe that's one nafkamina. What if the first guy, the Rush talks about this nafkamina, what if the first shomer knows what happened, and he could swear about it? What happened to the second shomer? So again, there, atman leave a shvua, it's fine, so I'll swear. Right, if I'm the first shomer. But Emer Tzoni would still apply. So be chayef. So again, there's another number of nafkaminas to this machlokas. Okay, there's a lot more, but we have to continue. Itmar. Pasha bav yasas la'agam b'meisa kadarka. What's the case? I have an animal that I'm watching, and I was negligent, and I let it go out to a swamp. And, you know, it could be eaten up by wild animals in the swamp. But you know what? It died in the swamp. This is called tchilasa b'pshia, sofa ba'ones. It's going to come up a couple of times in the Masechta. Chazav Shia, I led it to the swamp, which is a very dangerous place. The Sof of Oni, then it died. So, Abaye, Mishpeh the Rabba Omar, Chayef. Rabba, Mishpeh the Rabba Omar, Pater. Machlokes within Rabba. What did Rabba say? So, Abaye, Mishpeh the Rabba Omar, Chayef. Abaye says, Chayef. Kol Dino, the Lodoin, ki Haidin, Alav Dainahu. And whoever doesn't agree with me, he's not a Dayan. Very strong. And they each say this. They must be very, very emotional machlokas. Right? Whoever doesn't say like me is wrong. And Abaya continues. Lomi boy lamanda amar tchilas of pshia v'sof abonis chayiv dechayiv. Not only according. That's a general machlokas. You start off with pshia and sof abonis. In the Gemara later on, in the Tzaddik, talks about, you gave me money, and I put the money in a wooden shack. If I put the money in a wooden shack, so that's guarded from ganavim, but it's not guarded from fire. So I put it tchasa bepshia, it's pshia, because I put it in there, and you know something could happen to it, and then an ones occurs to it. Whatever the case is, you have to work out the details. So Abaye, it doesn't matter what you say in general. Even if you say not only according to the manda amar chayiv, ela filo manda amar pater, even according to the manda amar who says pater in general, hacha chayiv. Here is worse. Here would be chayiv. My taima. Here, it's not just a pure ones at the end. Diamrinon, because we say, hevla da'agma katzla. It's the suffocating climate of the swamp that killed him, right? Exactly. I was waiting for David to say this. Ah, it's the hevel of the bor. Remember the hevel of the bor, the lahavto or lahavto. We spoke about bor in Baba Kama.
That's Rav.
What?
Rav.
That's Rav also. Right, so this is, Rav's not here. Rav, this is just within Rav. So, hevel of the agma katzla. So it's the hevel of the agma. So the rush is obviously, it's not vadai, because then that would be tzlesa b'shia b'sofa b'shia. So it must be that it's a chance. It's a possibility. So that's Abaya. Rabba Mishpeh the Rabba Amar Pater, no Pater called. And he also says, called Dinah Dolodongia Gavna Dina like Dinahu. Whoever doesn't agree with me is wrong. And he says, Lomi Boy Lamandarma Tikaz Bashiv Savaboni's Pater, not only according to the Mandarma's Pater in general, the Pater, Elafilamandarma Chayiv, even if he's a Chayiv in general, Hacha Pater here is not as bad. My time, why? Ziamrinan, Malachamaves, Malihacha Malihasam. The Malchamavis is going to get you wherever you are. So if the animal was going to die, it would have died in the swamp, or would have died in your house. So who cares that the shomer put it out there? So that type of ones would have occurred even in the house, and therefore, he is going to be pater.
There's no hevel.
What?
There's no hevel.
But no, he doesn't look at the hevel. He just looks at the Malchamavis. The animal died. Says the Rashba, and the other he's showing him. So then why is a shoel ever chayiv if the animal dies? Right. Why does Shoel's chayiv? Not Mesa Kadarka. Why is he ever chayiv? So the Rashba says, because it's his. Because it's kinyanim. That's why. You're right. There's no responsibility. But because the Shoel has kinyanim, like we said, that's why he's chayiv. Just like the owner has to bear the brunt of an earthquake, the Shoel has to bear the brunt of the ones. Nothing. You're right. But because it's his, kinyanim she'ela, he has to do it. The Ritva says, no, it's his mazel. It's his mazel. Right, it's your guarding it, so it's your mazel. That's why everything is merit. If I would have had it, maybe it wouldn't have occurred. But it's your mazel. And there are other tirusim also, but that's a very important question that has to be answered. But the rove, the pashtus is like the Rashba says. That's the machlokes Rava and Abaya within Rava. So now we say Umodi. Finish with this. Umodi Abaya. Abaya would admit. Abaya says Chayev would admit the Hajjal be Marava Mesa the Potter. That if it first returned to the Shomer's yard and then died, Potter. My time with the Hajjalay, right? Because it returned. The lekalamemer to have ledagmakata. We don't assume that the suffocating climate of the agam would kill it. We don't assume like it got like stuffy and then came back and then died from it. We assume if it made it out alive, so then it it's not his fault. Umodi Rava, and the other way, Rava says kalhecha de ignava ganav ba agam ba mesa kadarka. Rava would agree that if a ganav stole it from the agam, didn't die kadarka in the agam, then it stole it in the agam umesa kadarka be ganav the chayev, and if it died by the ganav's house, chayev. Why my timer? The shavka malach hamaves, but basically the ganav have kaima. Even if it didn't die, right, you would still be responsible because the ganav has it. You still can't give it back to the owner. So therefore, you would be chayev. So that's they each would agree in a certain case. One more minute. Amalei Abaya l'Rava l'didachta amrei malach hamaves mali hacham mali hasam. According to you, Rava, who says putter. So hi to osfir ba'abba bar mamal rabbi ami v'shani le'bishas lo bayalim rishus lahashil. That earlier question where we asked Akasha on our Mishnah. And we said, oh, it must be a case where he was allowed to do it, and that's why Pater. But lema le malach hamaves mali hacham mali hasam. Why can't he say in that case? Why can't the Socher say in that case? Hey, it would have died anyway. That's why he should be Pater. Why can't in our Mishnah, where we have the kasha on the mandam, Shomer Shemasal Shomer Chayev from our Mishnah? Why can't he could have just said, you know, malach hamaves mali hacham mali hasam? So Amale, answer, Liditchu Demasniso Emrit Soni Shevikdona Biad Acher. According to you who hold to the reason of Emrit Soni, Ikala Osei Lahi. Then you have a good kasha, and you had to give that teretz. But Lididi says, Rav, according to me, Da Amina At Mehemet Li Beshua. I hold like the other reason. Heichlo Mehemet Li Beshua. Like a Osei Klal. The kasha doesn't get off the ground according to that svar. Why? Because he is swearing. He's swearing what happened. It's just that he's putter based on what happened, and the other guy's chayv based on what happened. So your whole question doesn't get off the ground, so therefore you don't have to ask, why don't you give that answer? You don't even have to ask the question on the Mishnah. Period, we'll have to stop here, and maybe we'll continue tomorrow with a little more of Shomer Shemasa L'Shomer, and tomorrow we get into Yehemunah Chashiyah V'Aliyo. Remember Daf Beis we spoke about, how does the Mishnah Daf Beis work with the Mishnah Daf Lamed Zayin? And we're like, wow, that's so far off. It's tomorrow. All right, Mishnah Daf Lamed Zayin is tomorrow, about whether you split things or you Yehemunah Chashiyah V'Aliyo. Okay?